unless you were really there, I don't think any of us can fully appreciate the situation that the disciples, the apostles, were in when Jesus was arrested. And from that time on, through the judgment and through the scourging and through the way of the cross and his crucifixion and death, they were kind of left out in nowhere. Even though Jesus had told them what to expect, he had taught them over 3 years. He had worked all kinds of signs and wonders, and they witnessed all of this. And perhaps they had in their own minds some of their own ideas about the way things ought to be or were really going to be. Maybe they had their own agendas about how to structure things, about who was going to be the boss, and all of this kind of stuff. They're very human, remember. They're all human beings like us. So when suddenly Jesus is gone, it's probably left them very confused and probably very, very much afraid. And so they kind of stayed out of everybody's way. They ran. And Peter, who stayed around in the courtyard, he told the crowd, the people, that he didn't even know who this man was. Now, so after this is all over, and they come together and begin to reflect a little bit on what Jesus had taught them and what really happened here, Jesus suddenly appears to them. And what these appearances did for the apostles is to strengthen their faith that he really was who he said he was, and that he really did what he said he was going to do, that he was going to die, but he would rise again. So here he is standing in their presence. Well, you can imagine all the guilt that goes through their minds. Why didn't I stay around? Why didn't I listen? Why did I misinterpret all of this in my favor? And Jesus never condemns them. He never condemns them. Every one of his appearances begins with his greeting. Suddenly he's there. Peace be with you. So Jesus didn't condemn the apostles at all. He just said, peace. It's all right. Look at me. I'm really here. I really am risen from the dead. I did what I said I was going to do. Believe in me. And that helped to strengthen the apostles' faith. Just as these stories being retold through the Easter season is supposed to help strengthen our faith. You know, sometimes we wander off the path. Sometimes we run away. Sometimes we fall asleep like the apostles did. Sometimes we misinterpret everything Jesus said, or we interpret it so broadly that anybody could say it. We do all that kind of stuff. We don't obey his commands. We don't do the things he asks us to do. Sometimes we just forget about him for days or weeks. And so this Easter season says, come together. Come together and realize that he really did rise from the dead, that he really did die for your sins. And so he greets us with peace. Peace be with you. Then he looks at Peter. You can imagine where Peter is in all of this stuff. I mean, he was appointed by Jesus as the rock. On this rock, I will build my church. He gave to Peter the role of the chief shepherd. And here's Peter in the courtyard denying that he even knows who this is. So you can imagine what's going through Peter's mind. What is he going to say to me? How can I ever make up for this terrible rejection of my Lord? And Jesus doesn't say to him, Peter, you rotten scoundrel, I knew I made a mistake from the day one. Jesus doesn't say any of that kind of stuff. He says to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? That's all he asks him. Can you imagine what's going through Peter's mind? What's going through his heart? all that he has seen, all that the Lord entrusted to him, the power that he gives to him. He says to Peter, do you love me? That's all. He never condemned Peter at all. Peter probably did plenty of condemnation of himself, but Jesus didn't condemn him. And again, that's pretty much like us. Sometimes we can wander pretty far from where the path that our Lord laid out for us. We can sometimes deny that we even know him, like Peter did. We can run away, we can sleep, we can do all those things, and he doesn't condemn us. Like he said to Peter, he probably says to us, do you love me? Do you really love me? And if we say yes to him, he will probably say then, could you give me a little time? We call it prayer. Could you give me a little time? Could you be faithful to what I ask of you? Say a regular participation in the worship. To receive the gifts that I have offered to you, the Eucharist which strengthens you and feeds you and nurtures you in every way. The reconciliation which takes away all of the bad stuff. I give you the gift of marriage that I ask you to uphold and sanctify. All of these things, you go on and on with these gifts that he gives to us. All of the graces that he offers to us each and every day, in any moment of temptation, any moment when there's an opportunity to do something good, that prompting that comes into our hearts and in our minds is a grace of God looking out for us. So he may not say, feed my lambs, but maybe he would say, give me some of your time. The second time he may ask you, do you love me? And you look at him and you say, well, yes, Lord, yes, I love you. And he might say something to you like, do you ever give time to your spouse? Just time to be with and to love? Allow that love, that relationship to grow? What about your kids who need you a lot? Who need a lot of you? What about your coworkers who look for somebody who can give them an example of what it means to live a decent life in a crazy, mixed-up world that we live in? Or what about the neighbor who just maybe needs some help once in a while? If you love me, can you take care of some of those things? Or he may ask you a third time, do you really love me? And if we say yes to him, he said, take care of yourself. If you have addictions, work on getting some help with them. Get rid of them. They can destroy you. If you're addicted to drugs, get help. There is help out there. Get it. You can give good advice to people. If you are eating improperly, if you're not getting adequate rest, if you're running yourself to death, all of these things, he said, take care of yourself. I gave you this body as my temple. I live with you. Take care of it. So the same question he asked Peter is a question he can ask us. And you can fill in all of the blanks. When he said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. If we take the time to look at that in our own personal lives, we know pretty much what he intends for us to do. So we have a reason in our world today to be confused and upset and distressed. We have reason to be distressed with ourselves sometimes because of our own bad judgments, our bad decisions. But Christ does not condemn us. Remember, his greeting always is peace. And he asks you, do you love me? Do you love me?